After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 28, The Sons of Pandu Attain the Spiritual Sky. Suta Goswami said, "Thus being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of Krishna, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and also in thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in Arjuna's thoughts subsided. Because of Krishna's pastimes and activities, and because of Krishna's absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case. And again, Arjuna became lord of his senses. Because of Arjuna's possessing spiritual assets, the doubts of duality were completely cut off. Thus, he was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. And there was no longer any chance of Arjuna's becoming entangled in birth and death, for he was now freed from material form." So, upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning to his own abode, and also understanding that the end of the Yadu dynasty's earthly manifestation had occurred, Maharaj Yudhisthira decided to go back home, back to Godhead. After overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and the disappearance of Lord Krishna, Kunti engaged in devotional service to the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention, and thus she gained release from the course of material existence. The Supreme Unborn, Lord Sri Krishna, caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, and thus he relieved the burden of the world. This action was like picking out a thorn with a thorn, although both are the same to the controller. The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the earth, just like a magician. For Krishna relinquishes one body just to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation and others. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Maharaj Yudhisthira was intelligent enough to understand the influence of the age of Kali, characterized by increasing avarice, falsehood, cheating, and violence throughout the capital state, home, and among individuals. So he wisely prepared himself to leave home, and he dressed accordingly. Thereafter, in the capital of Hastinapur, Yudhisthira enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified as emperor and master of all land bordered by the seas. Then Yudhisthira posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha and grandson of Lord Krishna, and he posted him at Mathura as the king of Shurasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhisthira performed the Prajapatya sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. Maharaj Yudhisthira at once relinquished all his garments, belt, and ornaments of the royal order, and he became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Then Yudhisthira amalgamated all the sense organs into the mind, then the mind into life, life into breathing, his total existence into the embodiment of the five elements, and his body into death. Then, as pure self, Yudhisthira became free from the material conception of life, thus annihilating the gross body of five elements into the qualitative modes of material nature. Yudhisthira merged them into one nescience, and then absorbed that nescience into the self, Brahman. Brahman, which is inexhaustible in all circumstances. After that, Maharaj Yudhisthira dressed himself in torn clothing, gave up eating all solid foods, voluntarily became dumb, and let his hair hang loose. All this combined to make him look like an urchin or a madman with no occupation. He did not depend on his brothers for everything, and just like a deaf man, he heard nothing. Yudhisthira then started towards the north, treading the path accepted by his forefathers and other great men, in order to devote himself completely to the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Yudhisthira lived in that way wherever he went. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhisthira also observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world, and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother. They all performed all the principles of religion, and as a result, rightly decided that the lotus feet of Sri Krishna is the supreme goal of life. Therefore, they meditated upon Krishna's feet without interruption. Thus, by pure consciousness, due to constant devotional remembrance, they attained the spiritual sky, which is ruled over by the Supreme Narayan, Lord Krishna. This is attained only by those who meditate upon the one Supreme Lord without deviation. This abode of Sri Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, cannot be attained by persons who are absorbed in the material conception of life. But the Pandavas, being completely washed of all material contamination, attained that abode in their very same bodies. Vidura, while on pilgrimage, left his body at Prabhas. Because he was absorbed in thought of Lord Krishna, he was received by the denizens of Pitriloka planet, where he returned to his original post. Draupadi also saw that her husbands, without caring for her, were leaving home. She knew very well about Lord Vasudeva, or Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. Both she and Subhadra became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands. The subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of Krishna which is the highest perfection of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.